Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government decides to continue Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31. Also approves 5,000 crore rupees equity support to Small Industries Development Bank of India. India asserts it is building foundation for global artificial intelligence services. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav tells World Economic Forum country working on all five layers of AI architecture. Supreme Court warns illegal mining can lead to irreversible damage in Aravalli's Apex Court to form expert panel to examine mining and related issues in the range. Centre releases new draft national electricity policy providing roadmap for affordable, sustainable and future-ready power sector. US President Donald Trump seeks negotiation to acquire Greenland, says no nation in position to secure it other than the United States. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 239 runs for New Zealand in first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur. The government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old-age income security to workers in the unorganised sector. The cabinet also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at the World Economic Forum in Davos today, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the business of enterprise, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
The minister firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Mr. Vaishnav said an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. He said through the India AI Impact Summit, which is scheduled for next month, the country will make sure that technology is not only accessible to India but to the global south as well. Mr. Vaishnav met IBM CEO Arvind Krishna and Meta Chief Global Affairs Officer Joel Kaplan in Davos today. Meanwhile, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today held a series of high-level engagements at the World Economic Forum annual meeting, underscoring India's leadership in driving a just, affordable and inclusive global energy transition. Mr. Joshi held a constructive discussion with President and CEO World Economic Forum Borja Brenda, along with Union Minister of Railways and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon the global community to adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism, as the world order is undergoing a profound transformation. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during talks with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez Bueno, in New Delhi today. Later in the day, the visiting dignitary called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, the president expressed happiness at the launch of the India-Spain Dual Year of Culture, Tourism and Artificial Intelligence. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has hailed Kalyan, the monthly magazine published by Geeta Press, as a strong pillar of India's cultural consciousness. He said Geeta Press has worked not for profit but to shape generations through its literary and spiritual contributions. Mr. Shah was speaking at the release ceremony of the centenary edition of the magazine at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand. The union minister reached Rishikesh this afternoon on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand. The Ministry of Power today released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The ministry said the policy provides a comprehensive blueprint for a future-ready, financially viable and environmentally sustainable power sector to provide reliable and quality power at affordable price. The ministry said the policy targets per capita electricity consumption of 2,000 kilowatt hour by 2030 and over 4,000 kilowatt hour by 2047. The per capita electricity consumption reached 1,460 kilowatt hour in 2024-25. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The Supreme Court today warned that illegal mining in Aravallis can lead to irreversible damage. The top court said it will constitute an expert committee comprising domain experts to undertake an exhaustive and holistic examination of mining and related issues in the Aravalli Hills and ranges. It directed additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bharti and Amicus Curiae K. Parameshwar to suggest in 4 weeks the names of environmentalists and scientists who have expertise in mining so that an expert body can be constituted to look into the aspects. The bench said the committee will work under the direction and supervision of the Apex Court. It also extended its order, which kept in abeyance in its November 20 directions that accepted a uniform definition of Aravalli Hills and ranges. Preparations for the 77th Republic Day celebrations are in full swing at the Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Around 10,000 people from different walks of life will witness the parade as special guests. Our correspondent has a report.
The Republic Day celebrations 2026 is a unique blend of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram, India's military might and cultural diversity. The theme of the parade is 150 years of Vande Mataram. Unique tableau on the themes Swatantrata Ka Mantra, Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra, Atmanirbhar Bharat will be presented. President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be the chief guests for this year's Republic Day parade. 30 tableau from 17 states and union territories and 13 ministries and departments will roll down the Kartavya Path this year, with nearly 2,500 artists showcasing cultural performances. A total of 7 marching contingents of the Indian Army, including the animal contingent, will march post the saluting dais. The Army's 18 marching contingents and 13 bands will take part in the parade. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the Indian Air Force Band today performed at Central Park in New Delhi to mark the 150th anniversary of the country's national song Vande Mataram. The event witnessed a large gathering who responded enthusiastically to the patriotic performances. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, our correspondent takes a look at AIIMS Mangalagiri project in Andhra Pradesh.
AIIMS Mangalagiri is a 960-bed tertiary care hospital complex spread over 183 acres, developed at a cost of over 1,618 crore rupees. It includes a medical college with an annual intake of 125 MBBS students, along with comprehensive academic research and residential infrastructure. The institute began operations in 2018 from a temporary campus at Government Siddharth Medical College, Vijayawada. It started OPD services at its permanent campus in March 2019. During implementation, AIIMS Mangalagiri encountered critical infrastructure challenges. At a pivotal stage of project, Prime Minister reviewed it under the Pragati mechanism on 25th April 2018 and issued clear and time-bound directions to Andhra Pradesh government and concerned central ministries. He directed to remove all structural impediments that were obstructing construction activity, prepare a comprehensive master plan for the systematic and expeditious development of the campus, and ensure close inter-ministerial and center-state coordination for fast-tracking of remaining works. With Suparna Saikia, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The three-day India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. On the first day today, heads of 42 election management bodies took part in the plenary session. Nearly 60 international delegates participated in the plenary. Addressing the inaugural session, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, "India is the mother of democracy, and maintaining pure electoral rolls with inclusion of every eligible elector is essential for strengthening democracy."
Indian elections become one of the largest exercises on planet year after year in terms of logistics, numbers and transparency. The last year Lok Sabha elections, more than a billion voters, more than 640 million exercised their franchising, more than a million polling stations, and roughly 1.8 to 2 crore people involved in this exercise.
U.S. President Donald Trump today said his country has sought negotiation to acquire Greenland, as no nation is in a position to secure it other than the United States. President Trump was addressing the gathering at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. His address comes amid heightened U.S.-European tensions over Greenland.
Greenland is a vast, almost entirely uninhabited and undeveloped territory, sitting undefended in a key strategic location between the United States, Russia, and China. That's exactly where it is, right smack in the middle. There's no rare earth, hundreds of feet of ice. That's not the reason we need it. We need it for strategic national security and international security. This enormous unsecured island is actually part of North America, on the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today accepted the invitation of U.S. President Donald Trump to be a part of the Gaza Board of Peace, which consists of world leaders. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister made the announcement on social media platform. Meanwhile, Norway and Sweden said they will not be joining the board at this stage, following in the footsteps of France. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 239 runs before New Zealand in the first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur. Earlier, put into bat, the hosts posted 238 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 2 for 2 in 1.4 overs when reports last came in. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy began in Assam today. 3 Group A matches were played on the opening day. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government decides to continue Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, also approves 5,000 crore rupees equity support to Small Industries Development Bank of India. India asserts it is building foundation for global artificial intelligence services. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav tells World Economic Forum, country working on all 5 layers of AI architecture. Supreme Court warns illegal mining can lead to irreversible damage in Aravallis. Centre releases new draft national electricity policy, providing roadmap for affordable, sustainable and future-ready power sector. US President Donald Trump seeks negotiation to acquire Greenland. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.